Which part's the show, Alexandra? Just so I know.
I shouldn't go on Twitter.
Is this the show?
I guess this is the show. Have you ever signed an open letter?
I'm not sure I have. I'll say as I sit here today, I can't recall ever having done that. I'm not a particularly huge fan of open letters. But I can say more about, I find them very performative. But what,
really?
I do. I think they're more performative than useful. I think they're mostly sort of a branding exercise, because you could also send a closed letter and then people wouldn't need to see that.
Yeah, I truly thought when I was younger that when someone said that there was an open letter, it had been something that had leaked or
like maybe somebody steamed it open over a tea kettle.
Exactly. Yep.
That's your open letter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They got that dissolver for the glue and it's like, oh, letter's open now.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I turned into from it being an 8 year old during the Clinton Lewinsky scandal, becoming 9 years old, I'm like, I forget even what open letter this was, but it had something to do with the Clintons and the 90s. And at 9 years old, I was like, open letters are stupid. And I thought that maybe in 20 years, my opinion would change, but it hasn't. That's all. That's it.
Well, you know, I mean, on the one hand, I don't want to be a dick. And on the other hand, I don't want to get canceled if I can avoid it. But
well, I already have. So go ahead. I'm your shield.
Yeah, but I haven't. I need this.
I know. Why?
What?
Well, sign the open letter.
Okay. So how long have you been up? What's happening with you today? What's going on?
I've been up until since 6:30 a.m.? I don't know.
Woke up until 6:30, okay.
Or up since 6:30. I went to bed very promptly after I stopped streaming.
So time hard do happen order. Okay.
I went to bed after I was streaming some nonsense on Twitter, and then I had a... Wait, let's pull up the very scientific beta data, if you will.
Oh my God, is this going to be the whole episode?
1:30 a.m. to 6:15 a.m.
Are you in the White House Rose Garden right now by any chance? I realize you don't watch that stuff like I do. Yesterday was bananas.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I saw a single question and answer situation. What else went down?
Well, I mean, there was a lot to it, and I don't want to take you off your what time you got up until story and your open letter thing about your partner streaming fusing. I don't want to take you off that because it seems like you're really going somewhere interesting.
You just hate Steven Universe so much, and I don't understand why.
Did you say pasting Steven Universe? Am I having a stroke today, Alex? What's happening?
Everything's a simulation. Billionaires, am I right? Okay, go ahead.
You copy and you paste into the same song. Well, let's see, how does one say? Okay, so it's boring, but it's fascinating. There is a thesis out there right now that, which is not to say that Trump's thing is over, but that he has done, I found a wonderful article where somebody said he's done the one thing that he could never afford to do, which is become boring. And I think in some sense that is true. I think there's a lot of conditions that have changed. I think the kind of message that he has, let's put it this way, a Rose Garden announcement about a change in policy regarding, I believe, Hong Kong, that turned into about 53 minutes of some of the most fucking meltdown, crazy, batshit, monkey balls, nutso shit from him. And then about 10 minutes of questions. But how did he say? Okay, well, first of all, you know, it's pretty crass to go and do this, what he did in the Rose Garden, just in terms of, you know, history and norms. It's kind of a weird thing to do, but, you know, he's a weird and unnormal guy.
Huh.
But he very quickly lost track of what he was doing there. So he's kind of stopped looking at the teleprompters, and he was looking at a piece of paper. And he basically started reading a bunch of factually incorrect or deeply misleading things about Joe Biden, where they basically boulderized something that Biden or his campaign had said and turned it into the most fucking booga booga bullshit you've ever heard in your life. They're going to ban windows. You're not going to be able to have air conditioning. It's going to be too cold in the winter and too hot in the summer. They're taking away your beautiful coal. I feel like we're actually doing very well when you see all of our beautiful boaters and their signs. And the whole thing was just like beyond stream of consciousness. But then there's some other factors, right? Because like we're used to that. That's been happening on, you know, one way or another for a while. But for one, I mean, it does feel pretty sweaty. Like his whole, like, I'm not scared of Joe Biden. You can tell because I talked about Joe Biden so much. Mm-hmm. Mentioned his name 31 times. Mm-hmm. There's that. There's also the fact that because it was in the Rose Garden with some reporters, he was doing his rally style shtick and it was just crickets, which made it sound so much more bananas. And listen, I don't want to bag on the guy. Believe me, every liberal in the fucking world is here to tell me how it's ableist to point out anything weird that this guy does. But
also it's weird to point out that Joe Biden's dementia is not great.
You can't point out anything. You guys, Thread, we need to talk. You know, a lot of people in Pennsylvania have small eyes. And when you attack Joe Biden, you're actually... You're harming the mini ocular Americans out there.
I mean, I've had a stutter and it never made me commit war crimes. I don't know, but that's me. I've been canceled. Yeah. Go on.
Well, you don't know. You're still young. I mean, you're not even 30.
I've got time.
Media luminary. Oh. What was the other thing I was going to say? Is that, so there's that, but also it was, to use a phrase that he used to love to use in 2015 and 2016, it was really quite shockingly low energy. Also, odds and sods, the and thing he does, you know, he has his bits. And one of his bits is, you know, you turn left to get into the United States. There's all these bits. One of his bits is his and thing that we've talked about here, mm-hmm. right? Where he flatly says something wrong. Sometimes he'll do this. He'll do that thing. He'll realize he's clocked that he said something wrong. And then he'll say, and then the correct word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, unfortunately.
He'll say something like, you know, scrambled eggs and scrambled eggs. You know what I mean with scrambled eggs, you know? And you're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, and you know the thing. You know the thing.
He's Yeah. But he's increasingly like leaning into it in a way that is frankly bizarre. So there was one where he's talking about, they want to take away charter schools. They're taking away your charter schools, especially in the poor neighborhoods. And I've seen many examples in Washington, D.C. And I can't even do justice to how fucking weird it sounded to see him up there flapping his arms around, trying to get himself out of this. But like the entire thing altogether was it was just such an odd display, and he was so fucking sweaty. And Alex, I you know, I say this about everybody, I love people, he really needs to get so much more sleep than he's getting.
Yeah.
It's clearly not a good, it's not a salutary outcome. It's not just that he looks tired, it's just that I think his thinking has become increasingly disordered. And it's gotten to where it's like watching Rocky Horror, where like as soon as I hear him begin a sentence, I can sing along for the next three sentences because I know exactly what he's going to say.
I mean, really, he's the next Hamilton. He's going to say and then it's just going to be a list of, you know what I mean.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait. Is he Hamilton or Burr? Wait, and is Biden Burr?
Oh, wait, no, it's, I think Biden in this situation is Burr, because there's always a Burr and a Hamilton, as they say.
You don't know who the Burr in the room is, it's you. I'm willing to wait for
I mean, he was.
I'm
he
not
really
standing
was.
Still, I'm lying. And wait a minute, where am I going?
I'm in line, and you know...
There's a pretty wild quote. Oh, damn it. I can't find it now. But something he said that was so crazy. Anyway, it's not important. We shouldn't talk about this. But anyway, yeah. So there's that. And I feel like I've lost the thread a little bit. Comfort crab.
Comfort. Oh, you mean my emotional support crab?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why that was so hard.
Oh, God damn it. Hang on. Marker this. I want to find this fucking thing. Marker. So I realized that I can do that. Now that we do that and we edit things, I realized I can say, please cut out the part where I look up this thing. You don't have to hear me do it in real time. Mm-hmm. Do you think that harms the show?
It might self-harm the show, but I can't
make jokes like that. Wow. TW.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I'm a little spicy.
I'll tell you where I think an open letter... I'm not happy about this, but what I'm happy about does not change reality. I'll tell you where an open letter works. If you want to consolidate power and do a show of unity and force, often from a clearly sort of, I don't want to say financial standpoint, but if you want to show like collective action, if you want to put a quote unquote open letter in the New York Times, get a full page New York Times ad to say something where you really want to say something to somebody and you've got 50 like very influential people to sign it, I'll bet that can be kind of effective. I bet that will at least get somebody's attention and at least, you know, somebody who's a CEO, well, what are you going to do? I mean, like it's going to be hard to completely overlook that. I'm not saying that's the greatest thing in the world. It's just, there's a phrase that increasingly goes through my mind when you say, you know, oh, you know, you say thank you. And the person says, well, it was the least I could do. So many people are doing the least that they could do right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of wanting a participation badge for it. And I feel like with an open letter, like a petition or whatever, I guess it can be quite powerful, but it's my understanding from Max and from lots of other people that like if you're trying to reach a lawmaker and get them to change their mind, you call their office over and over. Not even email. I mean, if you can, go to their office. I've heard it said, not just for him, but from other folks, that they count a call like a factor of X more effective and just that it's gonna cause more change than an email. Like that's obviously like a, you know, AstroTurf fill in the blanks, Mad Libs email. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, people should do them, but like there will be a point when I hope where we reach a point of exhaustion in people doing the absolute fucking minimum thing that they can do, and then, you know, saying that they didn't get their parade.
I mean, I'm mostly the opposite of mostly off Twitter, and I can't distinguish between real life anger and
mm-hmm. and performed outrage.
I mean I'm sorry,
I put words in your mouth. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Sort of.
And there's a lot of demands for performed outrage, and like if you get it wrong, Jiminy Christmas. It's such disproportionate warfare. And I'm gonna fucking say this, who cares? I mean, on the one side you've got, I hate to make it about sides, but it's kind of the nature of what we're dealing with. Where we've on the one hand, you've got a side over here that is like operating utterly without shame or conscience and just going so far as Adam Serwer famously said, the cruelty is the point. Just doing the worst mm-hmm. possible things, you know, picking in the worst way upon the most vulnerable people. There's just countless examples of just execrable behavior. And when you look at somebody whose vanity is so crucial to what makes his decision making as fucked up as Trump, it is his vanity. Mm-hmm. People say, Nicole Wallace says it all comes back to Russia. Some people say, you know, it all comes back to, you know, the grift. I think almost everything, we're straight back to Josh Marshall now, the Trump's razor, which is like so much of it comes down to his vanity. And he is an extremely vain man. And when we point out like how much he looks like he's made out of pork chops and copper tone, and you say, oh, boo, it's like, well, okay. Well, here's the problem now. Like, okay, I'm not saying that's... while at the same time, our side adopting a lot of the same tactics to attack their own, turns out, mm-hmm. instead mm-hmm. of the other side. It becomes this entire huge phalanx of tone police mm-hmm. with their own version of pepper spray, which is so I don't know, man. We could fuck up a wet dream, you know, Democrats, you know? we could fuck. I mean, it's just, it's so insane how much we will go out of our way to exaggerate a nearly non-existent difference in order to score a dunk for your brand. And it's so fucked up. And I mean, as much as things look good in the polls right now, there's 1,000 ways we could fuck this up.
Still don't think he's gonna, I think we are Trump 2020 all the way.
I don't know why you say that, except that you have that fear.
Well,
do you rationally believe that with what's out there right now?
That goes back to your other question of, can I tell the difference between like internet rage and performative rage? I think it might have started out as performative, or maybe it started out as anger and then became a performance. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I just believe he's going to win because I truly thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, and I was quite wrong about that. And I'm preparing for the worst case scenario.
Again, getting ready to move.
It's well,
now Canada won't have us.
I know. That's the
where are we gonna go?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I have a friend whose partner is in Canada, and they're like, "What do we do now?" It all fucking sucks.
I've read some things that talk about this, but in the COVID times, I have to say that there is a thing that I've certainly known about since third grade that I now think about a lot more. And it's something that helps govern a lot of my thinking about how well or how much I should sort of interrogate a given datum, right? And that is the word denominator. What is the denominator for this? Mm. Because we talked about this before, but if you don't know the denominator, then you don't know fucking anything, right? If you don't know how, and when you say, oh, you know, the number, the stats for this are great because, you know, we only saw 125 cases or positives. And you're like, well, okay, but out of how many tests?
Mm-hmm.
And how long did those tests take? And there's just so many things where you give these unitless Bezos numbers about shit and people go like, well, that seems good. The number's moving. And you're like, yeah, but you're just talking about the numerator. If you don't know the denominator, you don't know fuck all. And okay, so what does that have to do here? To quote the great Mark Cuban, 60% of a watermelon is a whole lot more than 100% of a grape. And I think the thing is, when we talk about Trump's base and we say, well, Trump's base, you know, largely, you know, white, blue collar men with no college education, however you define it. But you say, well, you know what? The crazy part of this is since day one, he has stayed incredibly consistent with his base.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, he's never gone like above 50. He's never gone below 40 much or for long. And isn't that wild? And so we've all just taken that as conventional wisdom and go, wow, shit, that's crazy. Like, no matter what he does, 30% of the country thinks he's good. But what's the denominator? Okay. Are we talking about a watermelon or a grape? How big is this? Is the pie from which you've sliced 1/6 of the pie? My point being, are we talking enough, and I don't want to be unrealistic about this, but are we talking enough about how much that base, the denominator of that base has shrunk? Where if that base gets down to 1 million people, that 31% is not going to be very consequential. And I have not seen a huge amount of data on the change in that denominator over time. Does this make sense?
Yeah. I am more focused.
A percentage of support is only useful to understand in as much as we know out of how many people we're talking about. If that base is shrinking, then the percentage of people that agree with him becomes less consequential.
Yeah. And that's why I'm obsessed with how many people, not how many people are going to vote for Joe Biden, because whatever, the people who are going to go out and vote for Kanye like weren't going to vote for Biden anyway, so I think it's like whatever, but who's going to go vote for Joe Biden who was ever going to vote at all? Like, I try to think,
but not to be too cute here, if it's merely a, I don't want to say suppression, but if it merely becomes something where people cannot, for whatever reason, if a bunch of people decide just not to go to the polls to vote for Trump, it doesn't matter if they didn't vote for Biden. That's a serious concern. And guess what? How do you do that? Well, you piss off a lot of people's wives and daughters, and you also basically call into question whether any election anymore can be true because mail-in ballots and absentee ballots are a fraud. So he's basically training his people to think that it's all fake anyway, so why vote?
Yeah.
A grave tactical error. Anyway, I'm not trying to make you happy. I don't want to make you happy, but I'm just saying.
I know. Well, I mean, but the other side could be, oh, see, it was rigged. Not my fault. Bye. And then he gets to run, what is it? Only America News or something? Is it OAN? Yeah.
I think it's
whatever.
One America. Yeah. Somebody said something on political Twitter a few weeks ago, and it's been making my blood run cold ever since. And it was a woman saying something like, if he doesn't win on November 3rd, just imagine what's going to happen between then and the inauguration.
Oh.
Setting aside the, like, will he leave office, you know, without a SWAT raid. Like, can you imagine how many, my mind races to think about how much the corruption's going to go to 11, especially knowing that he's going to have a pile of new legal documents coming at him the second he's out of office. That's the other part of this.
Texas.
I think the self-preservation part is, as long as the OLC memo is being observed, he won't be prosecuted. So he's fighting for his life, not just politically, but legally.
I don't think he cares about his political... I wouldn't say...
It's vanity. Vanity.
Exactly. Yeah. He cares about what people think of him and his lovely ghost son. But my main worry is still... thinking about how I would vote if I was 10 years younger, and I want to always think about how are people who are 10 years younger than me thinking, and how are people who are 20 to 30 years older than me thinking? Because I feel like that is the age range in which whatever you want to call it, radicalization or just big shifts in ideals change. And
What age?
Okay. I am 29 years old.
No. I'm genuinely interested in this. I want to hear.
So, like, 10 years ago, I'm voting for Obama. Like, fucking yes. Awesome. A few months later, I see Obama wins a Nobel Peace Prize. And I'm like, wait, isn't he in charge of the guns? Okay. Uh-oh. And then I still like the Obamas. I know that it's problematic, but I'm canceled anyway. But 10 years ago, I would probably not get out of bed to vote for Biden, as they say, and not because of not out of boredom or laziness, just because I would be sad.
Lack of enthusiasm?
Yeah, sad, lack of enthusiasm, fear of what people might be doing at the polls. Who knows? Like, we're far off from November, although when we blink, it will be November. And then at the same time, people like 20 to 30 years my senior, they have just grown up in a completely different time. And they also were adults when the recession, after 2008 hit, like they had jobs, saw those jobs maybe go away, but also they've lived through enough administrations to sort of know what life is like, but also know that they have no idea what's going on with TikTok or like why the youths these days don't want to get out of bed and vote for Joe Biden. Because I was not thinking like that 4 years ago, and I was really wrong about many, many things. And I don't know, does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say a true thing. I'm not only sensitive to that point of view, I kind of admire that point of view. And if you go back and listen to what I've had to say about Joe Biden for a pretty long time, not that my opinion matters, but like I'm not a particularly ardent fan of his. But really? Now?
I mean, he was willing to wait for it.
What are you going to do? Take your, copy of Das Kapital and go home? Like what? Yeah. Guys, we got to get this guy out.
Yeah.
And like if Uncle Joe just hangs back and doesn't say anything, there's a funny bit last night in the sort of the increasingly like it's amazing we can still be so shocked by something that he said. But people saying, look, you know, the advice I would give to Biden at this point is when you go into the debate, just give a single word answer and walk away. Let the man talk. The more he talks, you know, it's just God, I'm trying to find this quote, and there's so many good ones. I'll look for this more later, but let me just read you a little bit here. This is answering a question. I think we have really good poll numbers. They're not suppression polls. They're real polls. You look at the Intercoastal in Florida. You look at the lakes. You see thousands of boats with Trump signs, American signs. You got the Trump-Pence sign all over. You look at what's going on. You look at bikers for miles and miles riding up highways proudly with their signs. We run a race where it was the same thing, 2016. We had polls that were fake. They turned out to be fake. Not all. A couple of them got it right. Three of them, to be exact. Three of them. One of them was unsuspecting, but they got it right. They were very proud of it. I mean, like, I'm struggling to find this one particularly great bananas meltdown he had, but, like, every single one of these is an out-of-the-park dinger of madness. And also, did you see the new Trump campaign ad?
No.
Do you want to watch it now, or do you want to watch it later?
I want to watch it now.
Okay, so I can't watch these things with my wife because she just literally cannot hear the man's voice without becoming very upset. So I need you to be my sink.
I'll be your special lady friend. Oh, this Aww. Is very exciting. Okay. Where am I going? Trump.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now. No, here we go. I'll get it. There's lots of places today, but Max Kennerly. I'll tell you what he said in a second. Let me just get this up first by the wonderful Stedman.
The radical left-wing mob's agenda? Take over our cities, defund the police, pressure more towns to follow, and Joe Biden stands with them. Cutting police funding.
Yes, absolutely.
Eliminating cash bail, letting criminals back
this
on
is
the
so
street.
Tim and Eric.
Violent crime exploding, innocent children fatally shot. Who will be there to answer the call when your children aren't safe?
He's so tired. You won't be safe in Joe. Approve
this message.
You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. Okay, so if you had not seen the branding for that, like, what would you assume? Would you not assume that Joe Biden is very much currently president, maybe mm-hmm. has been for 7 years, mm-hmm. and has had an utterly failed administration?
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah. great stuff going down this country.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, absolutely. Wait, I gotta do it again. Quinn, you're gonna have to edit it in again. Hold on. Wait.
The radical left-wing mob's agenda? Take over
yes,
our cities.
Yes, absolutely. Police, pressure more towns. I'm sorry. I know that's why it's not that funny, but wow.
That's really, it's kind of
buildings.
Something.
Jeebus.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This one shot... Ugh.
I just this whole thing is so it's so good. The statue stuff. We haven't had anybody making a move since I enacted this. I signed an executive order a couple of weeks ago, and it says very simply, 10 years in jail. You do it, 10 years in jail. Talking about statues. The amazing mm-hmm, part mm-hmm. is we're able to catch everybody because thanks to all of you on television, we appreciate it. But we have their pictures. They have the man standing on Andrew Jackson's horse. We have the man standing by General George Washington. We have everybody... standing. Oh, they were going to go for the Emancipation Proclamation. Abraham Lincoln standing with a young man who's being freed. And we said, we're going to do something. We can't let this happen. Okay, so enough of that.
I'm just...
What's the open letter?
I mean, I'm still kind of reeling from the Mount Rushmore stuff. And I'm like, you're yelling at people because...
Nobody's going to take these down.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to remove this particular stone from the Indian land.
Look it. I got it, guys. We got it. But then we're all on Twitter like...
10 years. 10 years. No questions asked.
Yeah.
He sounds like Lemon Grab. No trials.
No.
7 years, dungeon.
No minimums.
So what Max Kennerly said was, violent crime, so he's quoting, violent crime exploding, innocent children fatally shot, and he, unquote. All right, I'm going to call it. Before this election is over, Trump is going to pivot from merely saying Biden hasn't done anything to outright saying Biden is currently the president.
That dad was such a, like, it had, you know what? It had Prince Andrew energy of like, yeah, see? See, I'm innocent.
Uh-huh.
I'm innocent, you see?
That interview? You talking about the interview?
As sweat drips down.
Oh, man, talk about sweaty. But he couldn't sweat because of his service in the Falkland Islands.
Couldn't
for your
at
service.
All.
yeah, it is, it's, but you know, it's, we knew what we were in for from that inauguration speech. I mean, we were like, oh, man, this is going to be really, really bad.
It's real now.
Okay, well, we have other things to cover this week. Wow, we got a lot to cover here.
Deep Doug. Do I? No, we don't.
Well, we sure do.
No. Okay. All right, proceed.
I got a man on the inside, Hercules Mulligan. Tell me about your doorknobs in your closet, please.
Getting a bit personal. I mean,
my knobs?
I mean, only
you
I
have
can
a question
call
about
it.
My knobs?
It's my choice.
Well, was there a problem with Dougie? Was there a problem with Dougie? Like, what happened with your knobs in your closet? I heard you had a closet incident, and I heard there was a problem with doorknobs that Hercules Mulligan had to fix. I don't know. I'm kind of confused about the whole thing.
Oh, well.
Brah, brah. This is a dumb episode.
I think you might be implying
come again
that my lovely spouse let you know about the home repair.
What are you talking about? Who? What? I'm talking about the Taylor's Apprentice.
Oh.
Anyway, pick anyone you want or pass. You may also choose to pass.
Well, I think if part the first, you're talking about how my spouse has decided to take it.
Don't make this about other people. What the fuck did you do to your closet?
Oh, fine. We'll start with the closet.
Did you try to get back? Did you try to get back in?
Well, I've been trying so hard. I was never in. I was always like clamoring.
Alex trapped in the closet.
Man, I mean, I was just. Talk about Lady G. Like, I've been Lady G my whole life, like trying so hard to stay inside of it. And it's just.
It keeps rejecting you like a bad liver.
Yeah. It's like, no. It just keeps. I've
Get
been canceled
there.
By the
Get
closet
there,
so many times, you wouldn't believe.
Oh, bad.
But what I think he's talking about is the closet. Can you hear this?
Yeah, it was like a door, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Man, I got to figure out if this microphone is good or not. Thanks, Marco. Hmm. But, okay, wait, hold on. It's really faulty. Hmm.
Okay. Hold Are you okay? Do you want me to call somebody?
Wait.
You want me to call Dougie?
No, I don't know who Dougie is.
Isn't Dougie? Dougie is my name for your landlord.
Oh, teach me how to.
Teach me how to say goodbye? So lost right now. Did a closet fall on you? Because that would be a pretty hilarious way for you to die.
All right, it would be.
Do we have a cause of death? Closet.
Oh God, I'm gonna add that to my list.
Oh, ways you want to die?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to.
Do you have a list of ways you want to die? I'm sorry. The ways you would prefer to die if you get to choose.
I don't. People get very scared when I'm sad. But I just think it would be very funny if a closet fell on me or if I got trapped in one. Ideally, I would like to be trapped in a closet.
Okay.
And or my like I somehow choke to death on my own foot. Like one of those things. It would just be fun. But we've discussed sort of the layout of my apartment before. And my desk is in my bedroom, which is next to a closet, and the door falls off onto me.
Is it, did I hear correctly with my spidey sense that it's like a slidey door?
It's like a, what would you call it? An accordion door? Like you...
Oh, okay. Well, I see what you're saying. Okay. But it's a single door. It's not, it's like in Florida, we always had the two doors. And you slide one of them, you can jam your fingers in it real good. There's a track. If it gets off the track, that's a problem. What are you working with your accordion?
Is that like every Florida home? Because even in like nice Florida homes, that's a thing. Why do they do that?
That and the popcorn ceiling. They install that at the factory. Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. Well, let me just
not
take
optional.
A,
no.
Let me just take a picture. Can I?
Okay. Cool.
Enhance. Sending a living photo your way.
I like that.
I bet my legs are in it. I probably should have thought about that.
Oh, I would just assume we didn't do that.
Yeah, those are, and you've noticed that it doesn't look that bad, right?
Oh, I see. They're okay. This is the kind where, so if you were to grab, so what we're seeing here is we see four panels, and I'm guessing between the first and second and third and fourth panels, there's hinges such that when you open them, you pull them out, now it's open. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. And so now what I'll do.
This could be short.
I'm not going to do it.
Literally the most boring. Oh, no, you think where people zoom in?
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it because literally it's falling again. So I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No, my so it has like a little slidey track on it, or at least it did, but it's not anymore. Really truly wish I could describe this better.
It used to have a slidey track, but it's not anymore. Okay. The slidey track is gone. Did Dougie take that away because you were using it wrong?
I don't know. I don't know. There's one on Matt's side, but there's not one on my side, and I just never questioned why this wood was grinding against the floor of the other wood until it got too humid.
You don't want somebody grinding on your wood. That's the last thing you want. Yeah. Woof.
They're already playing with my knobs.
This is why You Look Nice Today's line of Velcro clothing is going to be so popular with people.
Oh, I have a beef to talk to you. Words.
Okay.
Absolutely. Listen, I would never.
I don't know what that means.
I would never ask anything of our audience, but I have been trying for, I think, literally 2 weeks now to find the place that I publicly said that I was trying to design a t-shirt that was made out of the inside of Velcro so that I could just put things onto me like anybody could have a name tag.
Oh, you're saying we yoinked your idea?
Yeah, as you know, the original smart men of You Look Nice Today. I'm kidding. Everybody listen to You Look Nice Today. It's so good, and now it's on YouTube, and it's really fucking funny. But this original idea where, like, let's say you have a wallet, instead of putting it in a pocket because, you know, ladies' pants do not have pockets. Now men's pants don't have pockets.
And when they do give you a pocket, it's like the I think you should leave toilet. We're like,
yes!
they deliberately give you a jokey pocket. You couldn't even fit a fart in.
And
let alone a big boy like a Mike Hurley phone.
No, it's there. It's their fault. And then nobody spares squares. It's just a
no, because you made the mud pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, there was at one time someone else who brought that idea up of, you know, just a reverse Velcro. I called it the reverse Velcro shirt.
So it'd be Velcro on the inside, because it would rub on your knobs.
No. That's the other thing. The title of the episode you did was wrong because it's just soft side out, and it was gonna
soft
be.
Side out. You're talking about the loops, not the hooks.
Yes.
The fuzz.
Yes.
It's like a pubic shirt. Okay.
It's an RVS. It's a reverse Velcro shirt.
What does it have to do with Arby's?
RVS. Reverse Velcro shirt.
Okay, that's the Canadian Mounted Police.
You're being ableist by not understanding my words.
Well, you're being obdurate, and I think that's the ultimate ableism.
But my idea was not just we Velcro our wallets on and our phones and keys and all of that.
Okay,
but then we can have also like just alternative items of clothing to Velcro on. Like, it's the idea.
Oh my God, like a color form. You probably don't remember this, but like, you could put a shirt on your shirt, right? You could attach like a different shirt to your shirt.
Naked Naked Meat Corps. You're just a Naked Meat Corps with Velcro on it. And
okay,
then
okay.
I just... And then you're a modular human.
Right. So we were looking at you put your personal accessories and carry items onto your shirt with the idea of, I think we went a little further than that, but also you don't need to buy...
Well, then you got into QR codes, which don't even get me started.
Because that was your idea too, QR codes?
I invented QR codes.
You and Al Gore and Dave Weiner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. but also I like the idea of being able to put like a logo on your shirt, like today I'm Nike. Mm-hmm, or like today I'm like, you know, like Pink Triangle or like whatever. Mm-hmm, like you get to pick. But I also do love the idea, and I don't mean to be promoting my other show. Please don't listen to it. But I do love the idea of getting a Velcro patch gun that you could shoot at people. And it could be like, beep, beep, good job. Like, good job with your driving, good job with your saxophone, whatever it is. But you could shoot a Velcro patch at them, and then they could pay it forward.
Yes. Like, it is... Adam brought something up. Adam Leisiger of You Look Nice Today, which is a show that's on YouTube now, and you should really watch it.
Please remember to like and subscribe.
The idea of currency had not occurred to me, because you know that I do not like cash, but if it was just something that could live on me and just be Velcroed to somebody else, you know, just like hook loop, like...
I see. So you're the NFC tag now.
Okay. And then you can make like a Batman belt out of like tampons. It would be so...
That would be amazing.
Great.
That would be so cool.
Oh, think about what Tom Bin could do with that, with their O-ring technology.
You think Tom Bin's real?
I think about that like once a day.
I mean, is it going to be like op-ed or something? Is it going to be like actually he's like a composite drawing or something? And how do I know it's a he? And where's the bin even?
Exactly. There's this guy named Nick all over the website, but I just hope that...
I hope he's happy.
Mr. Bin might be like a Santa Claus. Like, he's only real if you believe.
Mr. Bin is his father. Call him Bag.
Mm-hmm. You gotta clap if you want to keep him alive.
Cynic. Okay, well, I think we covered the closet.
God, I was actually just gonna ask what did this come from? And I've addressed the closet that is just falling down.
Well, I super don't want to talk about your knobs. I appreciate your candor in talking about your closet problem. Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of thing you call Dougie about?
I don't know, because I don't know if he did it or if I did it.
Well, I can promise that you did it. Based on my experience with every landlord ever, everything is some tenant's fault.
Absolutely.
I was talking to Hercules Mulligan about this, about some of the bananas instances of what I have called punitive repairs. I don't know if he told you about
this. No, he did not, but that makes sense.
There's a reason we stopped calling about anything except the most catastrophic thing, which is that first we'd have to endure some kind of a lecture.
That's what I told him. Yes.
Like, okay, oh, the tiles fell out. Hey, bud, the tiles are falling off in the shower and the wall's moving a little bit. And so what do you do? Well, you discover that there's mold and damage under that, so you tile over that. And then you don't do a very good job. So the damage is still there. Let's just be super clear. It's moldy and shit. Mm-hmm. So, but you tile over that. And then just to make a little fun for your tenants, you do a really shitty job with the caulking that they have to look at forever. You know, I think there's a problem here with the floor. Well, good. I'll install AstroTurf. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. That's why I'm always afraid to contact Dougie, because, I mean...
They don't think like people.
No. Like, my Hercules, he's got a big list of the things that are broken, as one should if they are renting a place.
Yeah. Well, mine is just a list of stuff. Like, when we get enough of these, we call a handy person to come out and do electric stuff, to do, like, installing, like, if we want a cassette switch installed, or if we want to get these lights put in or whatever, let alone, like, all of the, like, carpentry that has to be done.
I mean, as people may have seen last night during my weird live stream at like midnight because I couldn't sleep, people were like, there's things hanging on your walls, because Dougie doesn't like us hanging things on the walls. But no. Did you notice? Those are hooks. We're allowed to put 3M style hooks up.
Oh, the awesome Velcro-ish. No, not the Velcro. The sticker one where you pull it to take it off.
Yes.
I forgot, what's the name of that product line?
3M? Like, is
3M
it,
Pilot? Or not? Yeah, but those things are great. I have a whole box full of those that I deploy. That sounds powerful. It can be really good for like
command strips. There we go. Sorry.
Command strips. Now, yeah, they're really good for hanging up like framed things and stuff like that. It's really good.
But here, yes, I know. And he'll allow command strips on hooks, but not on frames.
Like the little plastic, the white plastic boys with a little hooky. That one of those.
Yep. Those okay. live on my right by our door where we keep our keys.
Oh, cool. Okay. I love a hook.
But we put backpacks on these hooks. Like, they're real strong hooks, and they haven't pulled the wall down yet, and I really don't think our wedding photo is going to pull down the wall either, but Dougie seems to be afraid of that new landlord that he is, so...
You're probably his, like, practice tenants.
I think we are. I'm worried also, too, that he'll get either bored of us or he'll feel like, all right, it's time to send them off to a farm, but it'll be, like, a literal farm instead of killing us. He'll just sell this building.
Oh, you'd be terrible on a farm. You'd hate that. Do you think you could adapt? Would you, like, ride pigs and stuff like that? It'd be really cute.
Well, I have ridden a pig, and yes, it is adorable.
Yes. Wait, how little were you? Are there photos?
I should try to find a photo. I think three.
Oh, God. Alex, it's so important you send me a picture of you riding a pig. My God. Are you holding an iPhone?
No, I was like three. I'm very... like.
So it might be a Fisher-Price phone. Okay.
You joke, but those VTech laptops were really cool.
VTech, huh?
This is where the Zoomers are going to appreciate this.
Yeah, I have to be a 90s kid. I'm going to tell you about something, and I'm already regretting that I'm about to tell you this, because this is going to potentially become... I should apologize to Hercules Mulligan, because I think you're going to like this idea so much, it might fuck you up. So, one summer, I had a really good pal in college who was such a good pal and very influential in my life, my friend Chris Coldren. And Chris was so cool. I learned so much from Chris and about music and, you know, about punk rock and David Lynch. And he's just the coolest. And anyway, Chris... one summer, so I was living in Sarasota, and there was a cool thing you could do where you could basically, in Chris's case, he took a job on campus where you could do what they call maintenance. Mostly you just painted rooms all day. So like you were in air conditioning listening to music, but there was like some work to it. But the cool part was you lived in your own single 15 by 15 room for free, and you got paid for doing that work.
Oh God, I know where this is going, I think.
It was a pretty good gig. I can't remember where this idea originated, but to be safe, I'm going to pin this on Chris, because I think it was his idea. Chris was somebody who would, similar in, perhaps in some ways to John Roderick trying on ideas like a sports coat, Chris would just decide somewhat arbitrarily that he was going to get really into something for a while as a thing. And Chris, he had little projects for himself. And so he has a big, every new college pay dorm room was exactly the same. You know, it would be variations of like arrangement, but 15 by 15, like a pretty big room for two people. Definitely a really nice size room for one person. And guess what Chris decided? Chris decided he wanted to be able to see all of his possessions at one time. He wanted to be able to stand in the middle of a room and turn 360 degrees and to have just seen everything that he owns. Nothing in a drawer, nothing in a closet, nothing in a box, definitely nothing in storage, short of the stuff that was in his Austin Healey Sprite. Like, it was all visible in his room. And I did a lighter version of this, and I'll tell you what it involved with some fucking hooks. I installed a shit ton of hooks because I decided closets, that's for the, you know, for the leisure class. A good working man like me needs hooks, and I had all of my clothes on hooks, and it was the fucking best. And I still love hooks. We have a what do you call it? Like a, you know, like a coat tree or whatever you call. When I walk in the house, I take off my marine layer shirt that I always wear on top, and I hang that on there on a hook. I love it. I love a hook. Could you imagine a situation where you had all of your possessions visible? Isn't that kind of appealing?
Well, at first I'm like.
Although you do love bags, which mitigates against that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Except for the fact that
I could
see
you getting rid of almost everything, though. I could see you getting rid of almost everything and wearing a sheet just to be able to see all of your possessions. I could see you doing that on a long weekend.
I mean, that's kind of where we're at right now. Like, there is a part of my apartment where, like, you're standing where the wall between the kitchen and the bedroom is. And mm-hmm. if you turn 360 degrees, I can and see, indeed see all of my possessions. But there are those pesky cabinets and drawers. And I'm...
yeah. No, I know. I've ended up doing the I want to say occasional, but in the frequent fit of pique, I have started operationalizing the darkest fucking pattern I can imagine, short of causing another person harm, which is what you've listened to the Reconcilable Differences program. You know that I'm a little bit territorial about some of my areas.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way that John is about, he just asked for this one place to put his phone. For me, like, okay, this is my, I like my place on the couch, but there's other kinds of places. Like, this is the place where I stage all of my morning pills. Like, let's not clutter up this area. I need this area to remain clear. Act like this is an active lane in an emergency room. Mm-hmm. But of course, over time, there's the microwave oven gets one thing on it, then it has six things on it, and then you have what Dr. Fauci calls an exponential curve. Now there's literally stuff tipping over because there's so much stacked on the microwave, and guess what Daddy does? Daddy goes, you know how Daddy is with a box. Daddy mm-hmm. goes and grabs a box, and with mm-hmm. his right arm swipes all of it into a box and puts it into another room. Mm. I do this with, as we'll talk about during our challenge today, I do this with drawers. It's such a dark pattern because whenever we can't find something, well, let's be honest, like over 80% of what's in that box is bullshit. Otherwise, mm-hmm. it wouldn't be under a stack. But guess what isn't bullshit? The one thing in there. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You don't, now you're in an Indiana Jones or a Citizen Kane situation. Big warehouse, a lot of boxes, don't know where the vroom cleaner is. Vroom, is that what it's called?
Vroom cleaner?
Whoosh. Sorry, whoosh.
Whoosh? Whoosh cleaner?
That's how I clean my screens.
Oh, like a ShamWow or a Swiffer. Swifter?
No, absolutely not. Not at all. It's what you use to clean screens.
I see what you're saying.
But you take my, so anyway, it's such a dark pattern. So I'm living the opposite of the Chris Coldren lifestyle, mm-hmm. which is there's whenever we can't find something, we always say that. So this is the horrible thing I say to my wonderful daughter. She'll say, where's this thing that I've never bothered to keep track of? And I say, sweetheart, it's either where you left it or in a box somewhere. where you left it is where I would start. But in a pile elsewhere here in the Indiana Jones warehouse is where it might be. Bum ba dum bum bum ba dum knobs.
Do you have a Well, where I thought that story was going was that your friend was going to like learn to be a handyman and then have a landlord that would say, oh, I will reimburse you for whatever it costs. And then he would just do.
That would actually be an extremely Chris Coldren thing to do. Chris was very handy. Chris was God, such a good friend. He helped me buy my VW bus in college and later on would help me fix it. And because he was also a VW bus guy, he introduced me to all these, like, you know, how to fix your own stuff. But he also did this thing where whenever he was a really good negotiator and not a dick, but whenever he would talk to somebody, he would say to them in a very, like, straightforward way, well, okay, you're asking $1,800 for this, but we both know that I don't know, not a radiator, it's a bus, but we also know those brakes are original and those are going to need to be replaced. So we need to take $200 off that price, you know, that kind of thing. But he didn't sound like an asshole when he did it. He was really, like, rational and kind about it. And people would be like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I'll take that money off. But, yeah, he was very handy. He could paint a room. He could fix a bus. Yeah.
Well, now that I've found out that Matthew has replaced, I believe, every single doorknob in our building, including one for other tenants of the building, I'm
like some kind of a fairy tale character.
Well, because when you get locked in your apartment during winter.
Oh, I see. You're locked in there with him. Okay.
It's like a little bit like, okay, we're real. We're literally. Oh, I apologize. No, when it gets cold in our apartment every year, we are literally locked in because the outside freezes and the doorknob breaks.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So I guess, you know, Maddie called up Dougie for the ant situation that we've been having. Like,
sure.
Can we get someone out here to fix the ants? And he was like, oh, I'll do it. And I'm like, nah, we saw what you did with this still.
That wasn't really the question.
But then he's like, oh, or if you need somebody sooner, just let me know how much it was and I'll take it off of rent. And it ended
That's cool. Wow, that's really cool.
It is very cool. And immediately, well, not immediately, now I'm thinking, wait, Matt, we have...
Was this always an option?
We spent, like, at least 12 hours of our lives over 2 days researching and implementing a lot of deadly ant methods and trying not to kill our cats. Could we, like, how much would that have cost somebody else to do? And can we take it off our rent for the broken apartment we're living in? But, oh, it sounds like Chris would have been nicer about it, though.
Yeah, I bet you want to pick those battles carefully, but it's nice to know it's an option.
I know.
End solitary confinement, free federal housing for former inmates. So federal housing now can go to inmates, former inmates. Rejoin Paris Climate Accord and seek an even higher level of restrictions. Oh, I didn't notice that. Oh, I see. So they want to join the Paris Climate Accord and they want to seek an even higher level of inaudible. In other words, make it worse than it was. Mandate net zero carbon emissions from homes, offices, and all new buildings by 2030. That basically means no windows, no nothing. It's very hard to do. I tell people when they want to go into some of these buildings, how are your eyes? Because they won't be good in 5 years. And I hope you don't mind cold office space in the winter and warm office space in the summer because your air conditioning is not the same as the good old days. Mandate zero carbon emissions from power plants by 2035. Zero. We're talking about zero. Nothing can go in the air. Mandate net zero carbon emissions by 2050. And I believe he's changing that. He's bringing it down. He wants no petroleum product. He wants no oil or gas. I don't think Texas is going to do too well. Mm-hmm. They're going to get rid of about 7 million jobs if you go by the Biden plan.
Be fine.
What else do we have here? We have so many exciting things to talk about. You have, oh, look at you. You put a lot of content in here.
Oh, but again, this is, Spoons? Oh man, we've already been talking for an hour. Quinn, let's start the show. I lost the doc.
Should we get into our challenge? Is that what you're saying?
We should get to our challenge. Sorry, I'm looking at hooks now. Well, that was a lie. I'm not looking at... I was looking at hooks, and now I'm looking at 90s internet toys that I played with. Look at how cute this thing is right now.
Did you look at my list of fives?
The...
Five requests with regard to my eventual death.
Oh goodness. Please read this.
Five requests with... This is from the website Fives. Five requests with regard to my eventual death. December 11th, 2002. Number one, if it happens that my death occurred in some public place, there is to be no ersatz memorial created on that location comprised of teddy bears, Mylar balloons, or terrible poems written on poster board and pink magic marker. This is very, very important. Number two, if you choose to have any kind of service, quote, memorializing me, there will be no use of the phrase, quote, looking down on us. Number three, at no time is any outraged friend or family member to appear in public looking indignant and holding up a framed photograph of me. Four, if you refer to anything I've ever done as brave or courageous or special, I will personally come back from the grave and shit angry ghost turds in your coffee pot. Number five, if the resources exist and the weather is fine, I'd prefer to have my remains torn apart by vicious dogs while Fleetwood Mac's Tusk is performed by an enthusiastic high school marching band. Bum, ba, ba, da, ba, bum, ba, 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 da.
Quick question. Yes, you posted this on December 11th, 2002, that, as you mentioned, was this because it was the 1 year 9/11? Oh, shit, I forgot. December 11th wasn't 9/11.
Yeah, never forget, which you apparently just did.
I just forgot.
Yeah, 12/11 they call it. What happened on 12/11? Let's find out. Let's find out what happened on December 11th, 2002 that I was... Okay. Oh, wait. So what you're saying is, if I understand, you're stipulating I'm memorializing, as you say, 12/11 of 2001, correct?
I guess so.
Okay. So let's go to December 11th, 2001, a date which will live in infamy. Okay. Oh, man. I bet some shit went down. It was a Tuesday. Just like 9/11.
Oh, it was an optimistic... Well, it was
an optimistic day.
It was.
There's not... Oh, I'm not seeing a lot here. Huh. Birthday facts about December 11th. Hmm. Oh, boy. This is... You know, this is like when you go on the App Store and you like fall through the floor and see all the shitty sites. When you look for stuff like this, woof. New York Post, December 11th. Oh, CNBC will open shops in airports. That's nice.
Oh, I'm stocks seeing fall. An ad. Stop using toilet paper with a lovely image associated.
Corn Fairy Cans, jobdirect.com. It's a girl thing for J-Lo, new clothing line. Downtown office vacancies soar. Oh, yeah. So really, there is still some 7-Eleven going on here. Never forget.
Challenge.
To be Tick-tock. American or no, I'm free. Challenge this week is mine, digga digga, and it was to go out and get you some kind of a household dingus or gadget that you've always wanted or that you've recently needed or whatever. And because I've gone through a half spate of getting some new shit like this, and I wanted to see if there was anything you and Hercules needed for the house.
Oh, other than needing a new house.
Oh yeah, but the knobs don't count, right?
That was not. If you want to find, we do a second show after this. Once due by Friday, the regular is over. You can go to give us give us your fucking money.com.
I had to buy both because you kept getting it wrong. You got to give us your fucking money.com, and for $5 a month, you can get the after show, and it's really fun. And by the way, people, we hear you. We hear you. If we could get Quinn more often, I think we would, but I hear you. I would love it if Quinn were on here more, too. She is the best.
I would, yes. Ugh.
She's really smart. Did she go to school in Boston?
I think she went to school in Boston.
Okay. She's really smart. Anyway. Yeah.
Love that.
So that's the after show. I'm not sure why you dropped it there, but there it is.
Oh, because I'm canceled.
Gadgets. But stop saying that. My God, gadgets.
Gadgets.
Gadget me.
Well, this started an argument in my household between Hercules and I about, like, what constitutes a gadget, because... Mm.
I think you two communicate way too much.
I've been told that by a lot of people.
Including Hercules?
Concerns... No!
Will you shut up, please? Will you shut up? Will you stop? No. I don't want to talk about my feelings. I don't want to talk about my feelings or the relationship. No, I don't want to talk about it here. I don't want to go outside. I don't want to in a box or with a fox. I don't want to talk anymore. I want to be here and be very quiet about who I am.
Yeah, no. The only time I got a "we need to talk" was during an Apple keynote, and that was when he came out to me as trans during the Apple keynote over text messages.
Wow, weird flex.
Not that I'm not. I'm. Why is that a weird flex? It was very upsetting.
I don't know. It's something youths say.
I'm not a youth. I'm 29, 30. 30, 90.
That's so interesting. I had a similar thing happen in my family on my wife's birthday.
What?
Well, you know, I got some news. We got some news on my wife's birthday right before we went to a Warriors game.
Oh, wait, no, I don't like this. I don't like this.
I sent you the card. You've seen the card.
Oh, interesting. Wait.
Yeah, then we went to the Warriors game.
Oh, my God.
So, talking a lot, started an argument with Hercules Mulligan.
Oh, like what constitutes a gadget and what doesn't? Because the house has quite a few Apple gadgets. And some other gadgets that we typically might acquire for this program, like something that is supposed to tell you the weather, but then it ends up being disappeared, usually to the garage. And I was like, okay, it doesn't need to be electronic, so how about I get a gadget involving no electronics? And continuing my quest to try to be, like, a real adult, I am trying to eat more food that's not on a children's menu.
Food that's real food. non-child foods.
Foods that... And the way that I did this in the before times was I would go to an office and eat the real adult food that was there because it was free. And now that we don't have that, there's less real adult food that's free. So when I buy it...
Would you have more stuff like, you know, what, like fruit and vegetable type things at the office than you would at home? What was the distinction?
Oh, yeah. No, there was literally no fruits and or vegetables at my house because I could drive 5 minutes and get a fruit and or vegetable if I really wanted.
Like the way in London, you go out and get a curry. Like in your case, you're like, I'm just going to dash to the office and get an apple.
Well, sometimes stores are sold out of Diet Coke, and then you need to just stop at the office to get an apple.
For your work. So for your work. Also, yeah, absolutely. You know,
if you've opened a can of seltzer before you leave an office, you're not embezzling. You are just...
Oh, I get it. It's not. I understand. It's not shrinkage, as they say. I get it. It's sort of like if you're in New Orleans, and you got a cup with a drink in it, you got a hurricane, but it's got a straw in it, so technically it's not an open container.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Nice loophole. Exactly. Got it.
And, you know, good segue there to containers. Can you hear this little guy?
I can. I'm trying to guess what it is. I always guess wrong on 20,000 Hertz. I always guess the sound wrong. I'm bad at it. I guess your closet, right? What is it? What is it you got there?
This is a functional container from the Ox. Is it OXO or OXO? Whatever.
No, I'm laughing because as I was preparing for this, I realized that I'm practically as cucked for OXO as I am for Apple. I buy so much of their shit. I'm such a sucker for their stuff.
I didn't realize that
They make so much stuff.
Yeah, holy shit. Because I kept, like, people are like, you should get this, you should get this. And I'm like, I have no idea what that is, and I don't need it, but it looks cool. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what I really miss from the office? Those containers that held all the nuts and berries that you could close, and there would be, like, an airtight seal.
Oh, like you give to a baby. That's cool.
Like
a baby, you could put the Cheerios in it and put the little ravioli hands in there, and it's got the... That's really cool. All right.
Oh, I see. Yes. Oh, actually, yes. That's super, super similar. But OXO makes a product exactly like that, and in fact, that's what we had at our office. And here is my big thing of almonds, so they won't go bad, because you shouldn't keep a gigantic open bowl of almonds in your home.
By the way, did you ever tell Marco about nuts.com? Did you ever tell him about that site? Because I know he loves nuts.
I really should. I think he's a fan. Do you think he's ever had a pistachio? They're green inside.
Well, he ordered 10 different pistachios and ended up sending back 9. So.
But I got some containers for my nuts and
nice.
My...
And those are approved by Hercules. They're okay to have in the house.
They were called aesthetically pleasing and very adults. I was pleasantly surprised. And because these are stackable and you can keep dry fruit in here for like ever as far that's what the directions said for.
Sure. It says this is expiration date forever.
Mm-hmm.
Two words. Mm-hmm.
So
technically
it's
not breaking the law.
Also, the other day when someone asked me, do you have a good flour container? And I responded with the bag. What are you talking about?
See, I was going to guess that your AI failed because you were thinking of the plants that grow well that are pretty. What would I put my flowers in? Human vase. Vase.
Well, I did think that they were talking about weed at first. And
oh, I get it. That's cool.
So you were close. But... they're just, oh man, where are we going? Now I'm just thinking about how much I miss edibles.
You can't get them?
They're out of
the mints, right? They're out of the mints.
They're out of my good little micro mints.
I saw on Google News today, I saw a link to, edible sales are going way up since the coronavirus. And I was like, you think?
Oh, really?
Ooh, how interesting. Also, we opened too early. Oh, very interesting.
Uh-oh.
But you can't get your mints. That sucks.
You just plop me down in front of Steven Universe with any sort of chocolate bar and it's a good night. But as far as like containers for things go, I had never thought, it'd look way nicer in my house if we put the things that are food into containers that look better than a box made of cardboard that slowly disintegrates.
I actually have a thought on that that I think might appeal to you. I mean, I think part of the thing is like I don't know, like, there was a funny kind of, like, when I was in, like, high school, I think I aspired to be, I had no hopes of going to college at the time, but I kind of aspired to be, like, a cool college student, listen to cool college student music, and just, you know, be a cool college kid. And I love the idea of having, like, oh my God, I wonder if I could ever get those shelves that you make out of boards you found and cinder blocks and use them as bookshelves. And like, oh my gosh, I wonder if we'll ever have a futon. And I really aspired for all of these things. And when I did go to college, it was so exciting to go to like our new brand new Walmart and buy pots and pans and like this whole new thing. But then what happens? You go through college, you get out of college, and like, it isn't like you instantly, at least when I was coming up, you don't instantly transform into an adult. You like slowly and very sometimes deliberately have to choose to shed your college shit. And including like my wife was finally like, honey, look, you've got to get rid of the cinder block bookshelves. I'm like, but I brought them here from Florida. She's like, you know, you're 30. Like you need to get rid of these. And I was like, well, I guess you're right. But there's all kinds of stuff like that. Do you get me on this? Like where there's like, you don't even realize, oh my God, none of my silverware matches. And I'm a grown person, or we have these bowls that are slightly different, or this ladle that we stole from a potluck accidentally is still in use. And you're like, you very rarely take a step back and go, is there an improvement opportunity here? Not just a buying opportunity, but like a way to like make our life more pleasant, aesthetically pleasing, and manageable. And that you do have to sometimes willfully push away your old college shit or similar to like get out of your chrysalis.
Yeah, let's say someone was turning 30 soon, and they indeed still had all of their college.
It's not a criticism. You know, it's the opposite of a criticism, Alex. It's more like saying I'm still shedding, if not goods, oh, tons of goods. I have so many boxes full of dumb shit, but also habits, like weird habits and like expectations of 30 years ago.
And there's also this thing, though, that you probably struggled with, like, coming from the Midwest and a middle-class family and, like, just knowing that your family used to be super poor. So, my family was, but, like, knowing, you know, the whole, like, immigrant story. And it's like, I can't throw away these red plates that don't match anything or this other green plate that doesn't match anything and is also made out of plastic and has teeth marks in it because this is all I had in college and it was a gift. So how, you know, and it was all I could afford.
Yeah, you're being disloyal to your history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
it's very common. Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels weird. The book that I really like, the Marie Kondo.
I was just about to say, it's all too much. You gotta read it.
Yeah, the white Marie Kondo man.
Oh yeah, the Australian Kondo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Australian Kondo. Oh. Hello, sir. I don't know why he became more appealing, but.
Well, he does that TV show. Part of the thing with the TV show that he used to have was that it starts with taking everything out of the house. So I used to have this fantasy of like hiring a moving truck and movers to take everything out of my house and then only put back in the stuff I really want. But you have like big sheets basically or tarps or whatever, and you bring everything out of your house and you're like, well, did you realize that you had this much shit? And you're like, nope, didn't realize it. It's like, well, what goes back in now, right? It's such a fantasy for any like fat American to like be able to do that. Not fat as in like, you know, we've got too much shit.
Or both, you know.
Oh boy. Can you be double canceled?
I think so. Well, that's a thing. Can I even make
We'll find out.
Oh, I got yelled at for making a self-derogatory fat joke, and then it was the response was, well, you've lost too much weight to be able to make that joke anymore.
Also, you look pretty without makeup. You should smile more.
Dig Dug, what gadget did you
Don't let them know what you forget.
What'll you fall for?
We gotta stop. We gotta get out of this. At hour 15, we gotta give me a ding.
Just tell me the gadget. Just
scissors!
scissoring isn't a thing, but fine.